Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, I apparently had ordered a subscription that I wasn't aware I was doing. I thought I was going to pay $2 shipping and handling for a KitchenAid, but I think that must have been a hoax, huh?
Okay. And you just placed this order today, ma'am?
No, it was on the 2nd. I just figured out how to get a hold of you today.
Can I start by getting your zip code?
Yes, 72756.
And what is your first name?
Cheryl.
Would it be Cheryl Ray?
Yes.
And for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
It's 808 North 14th Place, Rogers, Arkansas, 72756.
And I do see you were on April the 2nd, but you signed up to get that entry ticket. I think you paid like maybe $2 or $3 for that mixer. And when you did that, mm-hmm. you enrolled yourself in our meal planning app. It is called the Bites Hub. And what the app does is lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
I'm not interested in that. I just really want to cancel this. I didn't even know I was signing up for it.
Okay. And ma'am, this is a great app. What if I can do the app for you, making it $20 a month for you to stay?
Listen, I have cancer and I have a special diet I have to follow. Your app is not going to help me.
Okay. And ma'am, being that this order was placed on the 2nd, what I can do for you today is I can offer you a $45 refund on that amount because we do charge for a setup fee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you want to accept that for me to give you that refund back of $45, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and process this refund for you. And it does take 3 to 5 business days before that amount will show back up in your account.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. And I did go ahead and process that for you. And anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Ray. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.